Joining us on the hotline right now, he is the head coach at Virginia Commonwealth. He is head coach Mike Rhodes. Coach, pleasure to talk to you on Houston Air again, buddy. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well,
good to hear you guys. Good to talk with you guys.
Appreciate you. Coach Mike Rhodes, head coach of the VCU Rams. Regular season champs in the A-10 this year, 25-7 overall. It's a hell of a season, Coach. It's a nice big improvement from a year ago. You know, we know you because you turned around the Rice Owls program here in Houston. Now you've got the Rams back on track. I know you were up there in the past as part of their, you know, those good teams under Shaka Smart, and now back in the tournament with you at the reins, and congratulations, A-10 Coach of the Year. Not that any of us doubted you could do it, but it's still a terrific accomplishment, Coach.
Thank you very much. Now, look, when you know this, when you surround yourself with good people, the right people, and you got a team that buys into, you know, your culture and what you want to do, crazy things happen and good things happen sometimes sooner than you think, and that's what happened this year. So just really proud of everybody involved in the program. It's been a lot of fun.
Now, Coach, your team, you have – I mean, look, you run a pretty deep bench. You've got, what, 10 guys who average – 14 minutes a game or more. You've got four guys who average double figures in points. You know, with your team, you don't have anybody who's averaging 30 minutes a game. Do you feel that gives you an advantage when you're getting into these one-and-done tournament-type environments, that you are as deep as you are and that your scoring is balanced?
Well, I think, you know, there's so many different ways to do it. There's so many different ways to win. I really believe in this way. I love it. We have so many guys involved. The one thing I will say, and this is a huge advantage this year, is the style of play we play, the pace, and how hard our guys play. I really think that has been an advantage for us. I'm not saying guys don't play really, really hard if they average 35 minutes a game, but our guys know that, man, I could play so hard and somebody's got my back. They're going to go in and get their minutes, and I'm going to come back, and I got their back. And you know what? That has created great morale in our program. Guys know that they're going to be involved in the game right from the get-go when the game's on the line, and it created a great environment in practice and great competition in practice. And I think we've improved because of that as well. So, really, really proud of that. It's just one way. You know, I'm a coach that believes that you can do it that way. Other coaches say, hey, seven guys, and that's it. So there's different ways to do it. There's successful ways to do it.
Now, you guys are an 8 seed. You're going to play UCF in the first round of the tournament. What is it about UCF as far as how it matches up with your team? What are the matchups that your team has to win against UCF?
Well, you know, I think the biggest matchup is the style of play, the pace of the game. You know, they're a very good quarter-court defensive team, and they're a very good quarter-court offensive team and run their stuff. And, you know, of course, Taco Fall inside is a huge advantage for them with his size and how he is on the rim. But, you know, Aubrey Dawkins and B.J. Taylor, they're just very talented players. They're older guys that have been around for a while. So we got to win those matchups, especially when we're on defense, of making them guys have a really, really hard – make it really hard for them to score. And then, you know, Taco's going to get an offensive rebound and a dunk here and there. We just got to limit to him. We got to get the pace of the game going, and then our matchups could become our advantage.
Coach Mike Rhodes, VCU Rams, with us on the hotline. Coach, you guys had a nice 12-game win streak from the end of January to, you know, early March. You have a 12-game win streak to run out the regular season.
Yep.
What does that do for, you know, the team's confidence, the team morale, when you get on one of those streaks going through the end of the year as you're getting ready to get to tournament time?
Well, the best thing about the streak was you know, we found ways to win some ugly games. We played really well, and we had some 20-30-point wins. We had some games late that were came down the last 2-3 possessions of the game, and we had to grind it out. So we found ways to win different ways. But I also thought coming into practice with that streak, we had everybody's attention, and the players. I thought we got better. I thought we got better in February at a high level. And then, you know, we had, you know, the tough luck in the quarterfinal against Rhode Island. Give them credit. They beat us. And we lost our best player early in the first half, and that affected us. But I thought that streak really gave us confidence that we can play and find ways to win different ways, different styles.
Coach, what's the biggest difference for you for this team from the beginning of the year to now?
I think they realize that we got to hang our hat on defense, and you know we went from being, in my estimation, a lousy defensive team last year, my first year at VCU, to one of the best in the country because our guys completely committed to the defensive end of the court, and they took great pride in that. So we worked on it all summer long. I said, I'm not going through another year of this way defensively like last year, but the guys have really committed to it. And, you know, we're in every game all year long, even when we played some of the big dogs, just because we sat down and guarded. We pressed, we trapped, but we also sat down in the half court and guarded and got stops. And, you know, you know this, if you can guard people at any level at a high rate, you have a chance to win, and we've been doing that all year long. And that's what I'm most proud about of this team.
They're the A-10 regular season champs, 25-7 this year. The VCU Rams head coach Mike Rhodes with us on the hotline. Coach, appreciate you taking a few minutes with us.
Oh,
best
of
luck in the tournament, man. Hope to see you get a couple wins.
Great to talk to you. All the best. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike Rhodes, VCU Rams head coach. He has done a terrific job with that Rams team. And, you know, last season they were 18-15. You know, they were tied for fifth in the conference. This year, 25-7, and they are conference champions. Very big, big swing from his first year to his second year. And, you know, he's got a history of turning programs around. He turned around the Rice Owls program, who the 2 years before Coach even got to the team, they had won a total of 12 games in 2 years. And in his third season, they were 23-12 before he, essentially went back to VCU. So always good to talk to Coach Mike Rhodes. This is Straight Heat.